Well, Graham, I guess in the warm-up match, you didn't take maybe as many wickets as Monty Panesar, for example, but do you feel as if you sort of got your rhythm and you're feeling good ahead of the first test?
I did, yeah. It actually felt really good in both games. So when you get to my age, you become very pragmatic. You realise that you don't always bowl well and get wickets. I got a few chalks here or there, but if I'm perfectly honest, I don't like wasting them outside of the test matches. I believe that we're only born with so many wickets and runs within us, and I'd rather take them on the bigger stage, to be honest.
That's fine talk. When you get to that bigger stage, what's your hunch about whether you'll be bowling as a soul spinner or whether you might have Monty alongside you?
My hunch says that Monty's really done himself no favours, no harm at all, sorry, Freudian slip, no harm at all this week. In the way he's bowled, I think he's given Andy Flower and Andy Strauss some real tough decisions to make, because he's shown that, you know, he can be a match when he's back to his best. And personally, you know, I'd always go down the two-spinner option in this part of the world, just because I'm a spinner and it's nice to not be alone all the time. But I don't know what we're going to do. My hunches are terrible. If you've ever been with me to a horse race meeting, you'll know that my hunches just never come true.
Quite. In terms of how well you enjoy bowling with another spinner at the other end, what are the advantages for you?
I like the rhythm and the way the game flows. There's spinner at both ends, there's men round the bat. It's exciting. You've got people chatting to the batsman, offering them chances to play different strokes that they might not want to otherwise. You get to talk, and you know, I spin the ball in, Monty spins it away. It can work. It really can work well. When partnerships like that do work, they can be quite formidable. So that they're the reasons I enjoy it.
Have you seen how Monty has grown and developed? He talked after the game, after taking that fifer, about how it really feels he's matured in a cricketing sense over the last year or so. Was he offering you, you know, he says you discuss a lot out there about ways to get batsmen out.
Yeah, I think he has matured. I mean, he's growing up, he's getting older, and we all mature with time, like fine cheese or wine. And he's, I've just referred to Monty as a piece of cheese, sorry. I mean that in the nicest possible way. He's, as a spinner especially, you know, as you get older, you put yourself under more pressure. He moved clubs, he went to Sussex, and he's put himself in a position where it wasn't necessarily sink or swim, but he really had to stand out as the main bowler at Sussex, and he did that. And you know, I was delighted for him last year, because he had a fantastic season. And I think it's, you know, from a certain extent, the more you bowl and the more you play, the more you do mature, and you know, he's just growing up.
And how is your thigh? Because you had a bit of a niggle and you had a scan. Did that show anything?
It showed a bit of old scar tissue that had flared up. Most people would be looking to have 6 or 7 weeks off and really get their feet up. But I've got I wouldn't say famous, but you know, it should be famous pain threshold tolerance, and so I'm fighting off through it.
So it's nothing that's going to hamper you bowling, say, 50-odd overs in a test match?
No, I could bowl all 90 in a day if you give me the chance for my country.
Now let me ask you, Graham, about Syed Ajmal. He's been talking up this mystery ball he's apparently developed. Do you buy into that? Do you believe what he says about his supposed teesra?
Well, I get to speak to him outside of the press, and we had a good giggle about it the other day. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing it, much as I suppose he is.
Have you got any idea what it does, if it exists?
I'm a cynic when it comes to this. I don't believe spinners ever have mystery balls. Shane Warne was a classic for it. He'd come up with a new ball every Ashes series, and the media and even the batsmen had looked for it for the first three test matches, and they'd suddenly realised he'd taken 25 wickets with leg spin, and the Ashes were already gone. So I think we'll be taking any talk of a new unbelievable mystery ball with a pinch of salt.
And just a final thought, with you being the number one spinner out here playing in, we'll say, subcontinental conditions, golf conditions, but Pakistan-style pitches, do you feel a pressure? Well, there is an expectation that the spinner will, particularly in the second innings, get the hatful of wickets to win the match.
No, it's a pressure that any spinner has to deal with. If you don't like that, if you don't like being expected to do well in the second innings and win a game, then you shouldn't really be a spin bowler, to be honest. It's something that you grow up with and you have to get used to, and it's fine.
Does it actually sort of suit your personality to be under that sort of expectation?
I don't know if it suits anyone's personality, to be honest, but I don't
read. You like to be in the limelight.
Yeah, I like to be in the limelight. I like to win games for England, but I don't read the papers and think, oh God, I best do well, because otherwise Ali Mitchell will tear a strip off me tomorrow.
I don't think I've ever torn a strip off you as such, but there's always time. Thanks very much, Graham.
Thanks, Ali.